Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Chatter, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. It's Drive Time. I'm Tom Chatter, and I'm joined today by Desmond Creighton, as usual. He's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions and kind of the founder of the show. How are you doing today, Des?
Doing well, Tom. How about you?
Good. I think you're kind of putting up a facade when you say you're doing well. You look a little haggard today, buddy.
I'm a little under the weather, Yeah.
We'll be forgiving. We're compassionate guys. You know?
I appreciate that.
And also today with us, we have John Lonis, the owner of Auto Works Service and Repair. I got that backwards.
Yeah, not a problem. It's okay. We do it all of it. Thanks for having me, Tom.
You're welcome. And John, we just have to say, you won't find works at Auto Works.
No, you won't find jerks at Auto Works. Wow, we got somebody under the weather and somebody dyslexic today. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, we're off to a flying start. But what the heck? You know, that's part of what's fun about being on the radio. I don't feel like we've gotten much of a chance to showcase your technical skills, John.
I have technical skills.
We're in trouble.
I'm feeling under the weather, too.
Everyone wants to call in today. But today we're dedicating the show to diagnostics.
Awesome.
Sounds great.
And that's a highly technical thing. It's a kind of a new field, really. And we're gonna visit where diagnostics, not where it came from, but when it really became kind of a new field. We're going to investigate that and why it's so important. We're going to look at how it's changed over the years from back in the days when you could smell it, taste it, look at it, and tell what was going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
No more.
We get a lot of diagnostics questions from listeners, and because I want to mention about this, guys, I've been trying to solve the puzzle why we don't get more questions via the internet. You guys have any thoughts on that?
I'll let you go first.
Well, our website, we have a form on the website. You just
fill it out,
fill it out, tick a box, you know what kind of a problem you're having. And if there's a description, go ahead and fill it in. And by the way, they win a very cool prize.
They do.
Lots of prizes.
Lots of stuff.
So, I don't know. What do you think it is? My speculation is most people that are listening to the radio are driving in their car. By the time they get home, they forget to go to AZ or drivetimeaz.com and fill out the form.
It could be.
Yeah, so maybe that's what we got to do is more in the show. During the show, we'll just say, drivetimeaz.com. Drivetimeaz.com.
Subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Click
you're going to whisper that
link
throughout the whole show.
Sure, why not? We'll try it. We'll see what happens.
Anyhow, we don't take live calls. That's the issue. We're not a live show. We're recording this, actually, and then it'll be played on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, where you guys are all tuned in now. And then it repeats on Sunday at 10 as well.
Or you can check it out on the website, drivetimeaz.com.
There you go. We even have podcasts on there. And if you submit a question and we use it, you're going to win a $325 prize package. If you submit a song of the week, which is another option on that same form on the website, you get a $325 prize package.
Mm-hmm. And some of these songs that you guys are playing, it brings me back to the memories of hanging out in the garage with my dad when I was just knee-high to a grasshopper, and he'd play some of these songs on the old four-track that he had in the garage set up.
Four-track.
Not the eight-track,
really,
but the four-track.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I haven't heard that for
40 years, 45 years. Wow.
What'd you say, John?
So how hard is it really to submit one of these things? A question or a comment or any of that? How hard is it? Have any of you done it?
Quite easy. I mean, honestly, before I became a sponsor on your show, I did run, got on the website and submitted a question. And I still have yet to take my truck over to Desmond and have him reset the computer in the Dodge truck with that goofy transmission shifting issue that I got. But real quick and easy. It's simple. Just throw something in there. You don't have to spell check or correct anything. We are mechanics and technicians, so we probably think you spelled it right to begin with. And we know how to read it, so not a problem. It's really easy. Just get on to drivetimeaz.com
and drivetimeaz.com.
We'll answer
it. There you go. So I thought this week, you know how I always talk about how great our sponsors are and that there's companies we can endorse, not just promote? I thought we'd talk about the prize that they're put into the package. What do you think?
Sure, yeah.
We're awesome. John, let's start with Prescott Tire Pros. Go ahead, tell us about them.
Louie and Angel, they're great people. I've known of them for probably 15, 17 years that I've been in business. And great, honest people. He knows his tires. He can work you a smoking deal on tires or if anything that you need, you know, alignment-wise, front end or something like that. And he and I are friends. He takes care of the Prescott people, and I take care of the Prescott Valley people. So see Angel and Louie up there. They're great, honest people. And, you know, they've got that nitrogen for your tires, so you don't have to worry about your tire pressures fluctuating throughout the year. Like on the girls' program a couple weeks ago, they were talking about tire pressures, how
girls,
they could change.
No, ladies.
Oh, ladies, girls. The better halves of us.
Yes,
amen.
There
those,
you go.
Those people. Yep.
So. Well, and by the way, the Louis contribution to that $325 package is a $50 gift certificate that will cover converting your air from regular air to nitro.
Yep, and he does all five tires. So that's very important because that spare tire always gets forgotten, and that's usually the one that I see with my vehicles is the one that turns my tire pressure monitor light on.
Yeah, because
spare
it tire, just seeps out over time,
overwhelmed.
Right?
Yep.
I'll tell you, there is something to that. He did it in Shannon's Durango, and her tires don't change. Mm-hmm. Maybe a pound,
yeah.
Maybe.
Going down to the valley and back up and
yep.
stuff. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And I noticed that my car runs smooth.
Smoother.
It was like a new set of tires when he did it. And my tires are about halfway worn out when he did it. So Desmond, how about Five Star Cars? What do they have to offer us?
Five Star Cars offering friendly small town service with a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience. They give us a $50 gift card to somewhere special. I got, this week they gave somebody a $50 Red Lobster gift card. They have nice cars, nice guys. I'm actually heading over there this week to buy a new car. One of my loaner cars got totaled.
Right. In fact, it was Lydia who submitted a song. I wish I could remember the song now. Oh, it was Beep Beep.
Yep.
She submitted Beep Beep a few weeks back, and she sent me an email this week thanking me because she said she used her Red Lobster gift card from Five Star Cars and had a great dinner, including wine.
Nice.
So, I mean, these things are valuable, folks. We're not talking hokey stuff, and I'm going to talk about AutoWorks.
Uh-huh.
John is probably one of the more generous, if you will, in that he's given a $50 Visa card. You can go use that anywhere, right, John?
Right. I don't want you to see me. Just come by, get the gift card, go away. that's the big thing is nobody wants to visit the repair shop and see us. So I'll give you, you know, movie tickets or gift card, $50 Visa gift card. Just go somewhere and have fun. Do something.
Yep.
Put it in your gas tank. You need it.
Huh.
And you
today's
won't find
prices.
Jerks at AutoWorks.
That's really cool of you, John. That's really cool.
No problem.
So, Desmond, tell us about Mark over at South. You both know Mark. Why don't you both tell us about Mark over at Southwest?
So he's our newest sponsor. He specializes in medium-duty, trucks, the bigger stuff, the diesels, the Kenworths. But their little slogan says, from Kias to Kenworths, they'll keep it rolling, the right job done right at the right price. Mark's a heck of a nice guy. And I think he's given a $50 gift card to at his shop, so get an oil change or something like that. But super nice guy, really working his butt off to do a good job for people in the town. What's your experience been with him?
No, he's been a great guy, and I love sending all the big, dirty diesel stuff, because to me,
aren't they dirty?
They're dirty. Oh, they stain your hands as soon as you just look at them and stuff. Yep. So if he wants to do that, that's terrific.
There you go.
he says they love it. I guess it's a matter. You know, people send transmission work to you because they don't want to get hung up in transmission.
Yep.
So
amen.
We each know our own lane, right?
Yep.
I love
trainees. Have either of you ever been over to the Tropical Smoothie Cafe and tried their smoothies or their wraps or sandwiches?
I personally haven't, but one of my service writers, she's been there. She's eaten the food. She's had their drinks. She stays at Dutch Brothers and all these other places all day long getting one of those things. Oh. And she says, yeah, those smoothies are awesome over there.
They really are.
Yeah.
And they're reasonable. I have not gotten anything there. I'm probably saying this wrong, like a triple negative, that I didn't love.
Awesome.
Right? I love their chocolate peanut butter smoothie. I had a sandwich, a wrap in there the other day. It was warmed up banana and peanut butter.
Awesome.
With some granola rolled into it.
The Elvis sandwich.
That does sound good.
Yeah. 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 A granola sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then, of course, John, you and I need to team up. Desmond can't toot his own horn. What about Prescott Valley Transmissions?
Oh, Prescott Valley Transmissions.
Oh, boy.
Well, they are your hassle-free zone for car repairs. And Des and Shannon, they're great. They're actually giving a $100 gift card for any service or repair that they do. And, they're just great people. And it is. It's a no-hassle thing. Last week, I took a car over there, dropped it off with him, and he called me over the weekend. Hey, how soon do you need it? I said, whenever. So
awesome.
It's nice just having the no stress there. I know it's going to get taken care of. I know they'll do the best that they can with the parts availability as they can. And they're just great people. I mean, they've been around. That's why I've been using them for 14 years, 15 years.
A long time.
I appreciate what my lifetime spent with you guys are.
By the way, once you get that gift card from Desmond, there's no expiration because it wouldn't make sense to put an expiration date on a transmission gift card because...
Hurry up, car break. Hurry up, hurry up.
For years, right?
Nope. Come on in anytime.
But so if you add up the value of all these gifts, it comes to $325.
That's just the monetary value. What about the communication and mingling with us and actually getting to see our smiling faces?
Getting to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's priceless.
Amen.
I'll give you a nickel if you'd be my friend.
Yeah. We have free snacks and drinks in our waiting room. Come see us.
We have candy.
They're all pet-friendly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fact, every single one of these companies is pet-friendly.
Heck yeah. I keep dog bones and everything else in the shop for when the dogs come in. We spoil them with treats, and I'm sure you do the same thing.
Well, yeah. You don't want the customer's dog chewing on your ankle, so
no.
Keep their mouth full, and they'll leave you alone.
Amen.
So I would suggest that you right now write down, put it in your phone, do something, drivetimeaz.com. Get that in there so you can get in and enter. And, use these gift cards, especially the ones in the shops. Get your car ready for winter.
Yep.
Bumper stickers. I'm thinking bumper stickers. We can run through the Costco parking lot, put our drivetimeaz.com stickers everywhere.
Right on
all
the
these
car.
There you go.
I like that.
Boy, I hope someone doesn't do that. They'll blame us. So you can contact any of our sponsors. We keep this easy, too. Rather than giving you all of their contact information, just remember drivetimeaz.com. And when you go on to the website, they're all there. Pictures. You get to see what we all look like, too. You click on their link, and it'll take you right to their website. So you only need to remember drivetimeaz.com. And what else do we want to talk? Oh, podcasts to previous shows. And, of course, Ken, who's not here today, Ken Freund is our car show guru and a supreme mechanic. I wish he could be here today since we're going to focus on diagnostics. But Ken's on a vacation for a couple more weeks. And a big announcement, I made it last week, but I'll re-announce it today, is that Ken is running for town council.
Awesome.
So
I wish him good luck.
Yeah. Well, we need better representation, and you won't find a more honest guy than Ken.
Absolutely. But you don't have to worry about the diagnostics. You got a couple of smart guys in here right now. We're pretty well-versed.
Des and Tom are great. Yeah.
How long have you been working on cars, John?
I guess, my dad used me to help out with his transmission shop when I was about 12.
So
hold that thought.
40 years.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back.
You know, I always say how great it is to have show sponsors we can endorse. That's why I interview each of our sponsors first. I always ask, why should customers do business with your company rather than a competitor who does essentially the same stuff you do? When I asked Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV, he said, that's simple. It's because they'll get the right job done right for the right price. Mark explained that the right job is the one that solves the problem. It begins with an accurate diagnosis, and that requires experienced, certified technicians with the right equipment to pinpoint the problem. Done right means not just fixing the problem, but fixing the cause of the problem so it stays fixed. When it comes to price, nobody wants to spend a dime on repairs, but the right price is the one that provides the most value. And to add even more value, they back their work with a lifetime nationwide workmanship warranty. Another way I vet a sponsor is to ask other shops what they think of them. When I asked around, other shops told me they've even referred their customers to Southwest Truck and RV when the job called for it. If other shops trust them, you know you can trust Southwest Truck and RV for the right job done right at the right price. Gas or diesel, from Kias to Kenworths, they'll keep you rolling. With the right job done right at the right price. Southwest Truck and RV is located on Long Mesa Drive, just 700 yards east of Robert Road in Prescott Valley. Click their logo on drivetimeaz.com and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. Let's repeat the question. John got started
in my dad's transmission shop when I was about 12 years old.
And what were you doing there? Cleaning floors?
No, I was his R&R guy because he didn't have a lift, so we'd put the cars up on the old car ramps.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was on the, I think it was the Napa Creeper with the steel wheels that swivel around.
Wow, that's wood really creeper. Going back.
And he'd push me under by my feet. I'd pull the transmission out, and he'd pull me out with the transmission on my chest. So
you know, I have a funny story I want to share with you about. We call that flat backing, by the way, in the transmission business, where you roll under on a creeper to take them out. And one of our competitors, I had a, just to repeat something that I've said before, I owned a chain of transmission shops. And one of our competitors in a small town up in Washington had a very low ceiling in their shop. And so they had to flat back. They couldn't get the cars up high enough. Oh. So they flat backed. And they were really a good competitor. They had been there for years. And a big company came along and wanted to put a mini mart, gas mini mart there. I think it was a Chevron. And they said, we'll buy you out. They bought the property. And we will build you a new shop. You choose the place. And they chose a really high-end location that you could see from the freeway. And I went over there to say hi to them and see their new shop. And they had beautiful lifts in there. They had the cars about a foot and a half off the ground, and they were still flat backing.
Oh,
that's
no.
all they knew.
Oh, my goodness.
That just cracked me up.
Wow. That is funny.
That's rough. That's definitely rough. Wow.
So anyhow, guys, let's dive in to the question of the week, because I think that this is going to kick off our conversation about diagnostics. Question of the week comes from Jerry in Chino Valley. He said, and I picked it because it's a great kickoff question, actually. Jerry says, the check engine light came on in my 2017 Bronco. So, first of all, check engine light doesn't concern you guys, right? It's not a big deal.
No.
Okay. I took it to a parts store.
Oh.
And they plugged in a scan tool, he knew the term scan tool, and cleared the codes. Within a few days, the light came back on. So he says, I know I need to take it into a shop and have it checked, but what's the deal with these check engine lights and also the fact that the light goes off and comes back on, even though I don't seem to be having any issues with my vehicle? So he says, can you explain what triggers the light and what clears the codes means?
Awesome. So let's start off with triggering the light. Computers are monitoring everything that's happening in your car. Literally, they're measuring everything in milliseconds. How do I explain this?
The check engine light is mandated and set up by the federal government as to when the check engine light comes on, that's to let you know that you are emitting more emissions than your vehicle was designed for.
Yep.
So that is the main reason for your check engine light to come on, is for excessive emissions. Mm-hmm. It won't come on to let you know that a window regulator is bad or your door lock is bad.
Yeah.
That light is supposed to come on letting you know that and that you're emitting more emissions. That could be anything from a loose gas cap to a spark plug that's misfiring. That's why sometimes you will feel that your car is running funny and other times you won't. Just like Jerry's experiencing, it's running fine and it's all great and has plenty of power, but the light's coming on. I currently have that issue with my Buick that I'm cruising around with, and it's because of a purge solenoid. So it's telling me a message on the dash that says, check gas cap, check loose gas cap, because that would be emitting fuel vapors into the atmosphere, which is bad for the environment, and the polar bears aren't going to have any ice to live and breathe on. So yep. That's the main cause for the reason of the check engine light, is for an emission-related device.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to interrupt for a second.
Okay.
My car calls for premium. Mm-hmm. I have to run premium. And every now and then, you'll pull into a place and they don't have it. They're out of premium. So I'll put regular in. Sometime before the tank gets down to a quarter of a tank or so, that actually triggers my check engine light.
Yep.
And all I do is fill it up with premium, and the light goes off within a few miles.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because premium has a higher octane, and the computer's detecting that. The computer is sensing what octane, believe it or not, what octane gas you're running throughout, NOx sensors and everything else, how much timing is it having to give it.
So I bring that up as a clue for Jerry to think, well, what are you doing about gas? Could he be just getting a bad batch of gas?
Yep.
Or just by changing brands, maybe the octane is just off a hair or something like that?
It could be. I mean, there's multiple things that it could be. So
yeah. Before you start throwing parts at it and guessing, go see a shop. The parts houses are awesome to check a code and to give you some basic information which direction you need to go. But as far as in diagnostics, you need to visit a shop. The parts houses, just they're not. And they tell you point blank, we are not a diagnostic. Here's what your code says.
And like you were talking a couple weeks ago on the show, we really, really wish that we had that computer that customers think that we can plug in and it tells us automatically what's wrong with it.
Don't you wish?
Yeah.
Oh, no, my goodness.
Our scanner gives us an idea, and these codes give us a basic area to start looking. But the computers don't know if there's a broken wire. Now that it's this time of year and mm-hmm. rats are out there just chewing and making their nests, it doesn't tell us that the connection came loose. Somebody was checking your air filter and mm-hmm. knocked the little sensor wire pigtail off.
Mm-hmm. Let's come back to that after this break.
Great.
Because I think we're about to kick off the importance of diagnostics.
Great. Sounds
awesome.
Good.
You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is? Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem, and when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later, but here I am and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right.
All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website.
So, John, I had to make some money there. I'm sorry.
No, take a quick break. Hopefully with my commercial, right?
It might have been. I'm not sure. But anyhow, you're back to it. Could be a loose wire. The rats could have been busy.
Right.
There's a lot of possibilities, right?
Oh, there's a lot. And as these cars keep progressing and stuff, there's more and more wires. There's more computers. There's more sensors. And the check engine light is only going to come on for one code. There could be 7 or 8 different related things behind there.
Absolutely.
This time of year, again, going back to the rats, this is the time of year where if that car sits for the weekend and it's cold outside but your engine's nice and toasty, that's where your neighborhood pack rats are going to take a nap and sleep for the night.
And I made a mistake last week. I said that Southwest Truck and RV was the only one I knew with Ritter Rat. You told me yesterday, in fact, you said you guys carry it too.
Oh, we've been selling Ritter Rats for a couple of years because we've had customers coming in yearly. Usually between November and March is our busy time of the year for repairing wires from rat damaged stuff.
So what does Ritter Rat do? We're repeating a little bit, but I think people that weren't listening last week will benefit.
It's for the rats that can see and hear because they can see the flashing light or they can hear the ultrasonic sound that helps deter them and bugs them from having a nice nap under the hood of your car. But there is no one surefire, secure thing that actually takes care of them. Mm-mm. And it could be a squirrel. And that seems not to affect the squirrels. The squirrels don't care. They just get in and put their nuts in there.
And bunny rabbits.
All kinds
rabbits
of things.
Rabbits get up in there, too?
Absolutely.
I'll be darned. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the Ritter Rats are nice. That's one deterrent thing. There's so many things you can Google or talk to several shops. We've got mothballs and pantyhose. We have shaved Irish Spring soap under the hood.
Fabric sheets.
Yep, dryer sheets. We've given our customers all kinds of suggestions because there's not just one fix for that, but Ritter Rat does help, and that does take care of a whole lot of them.
Well, Jerry had one other question. What does clearing the codes mean? Is that going to mess up the diagnostics that you guys are going to want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Personally, I would like to see what the original code was. Also, the computer stores, it's called a freeze frame failure. It stores everything that was happening with the car at the time of the check engine light, so we can actually go look and see that you were 21% throttle, you were 1,800 RPMs, 32 miles an hour, and we can use that to help us duplicate what's going on.
But when they clear the code, does it clear that history too?
It erases the memory of the computer, takes it back, and as if it never happened. But the computer is monitoring everything, depending on the sensor. Just when you cycle the keys, some sensors are checked intermittently throughout a drive. Some sensors are checked every 30 seconds. So don't clear the codes. Let the mechanics see what was happening.
If they go in, say, to O'Reilly or AutoZone or something, and they plug that in, First of all, you're probably not recommending they do that, right?
No.
Because they are going to clear the code, most likely?
They're going to clear the code. They're going to clear all the freeze frame failures, so we can't see what was happening. And I can't tell you, John, maybe it happens less in your shop, but I get people who come in, my check engine light came on, they cleared the code. What's wrong with my car? What was the code? I have no idea. I want to say there's 200 or 300 different codes per car.
Oh, at least.
At least.
Yeah.
I can't tell you until it acts up again.
Well, could you go ahead? We have a few minutes. Could you go through all those codes and tell us what they mean?
Hold on. We need a 2-week show.
So what would you say is the most common code you get? Now, I know you serve two different types of customers. Mm-hmm. So let's start with you, Desmond. What's the most common code you get that someone comes in with that is causing a transmission malfunction, but it's a sensor or a yep. switch of some kind.
Usually we'll get a solenoid circuit code. That tells us that being a solenoid, we know which solenoid, and being a circuit code, we know that it's an electrical problem that the computer is seeing compared to a performance code. Performance code means that it asked the solenoid to do something, but it didn't do it. So we can kind of narrow down performance or circuit, but our number one code would be a solenoid circuit code.
Okay, now, folks, you can't see this at home, but we have a flyer that the Automatic Transmission Rebuilders Association has published, and on it, it has a diagram of a car, and I can't count quickly, but it looks like we've got about close to 20
yep.
different solenoids and switches that aren't even attached to the transmission or engine.
Yep.
They may be mounted on there, but they're external to those things. Right, John?
Right, yeah.
And of course, this is written by the Transmission Association, and they're saying every single one of these can trigger a malfunction that can be anything from a no shift to a slip to
all kinds of weird stuff. I can break down every one of these and tell you how
right.
it affects them.
And so my question to you, John, even though this is written for transmissions, how does this translate to, say, engine issues?
There's several computers, like I said, several computers in these vehicles, and they all have to talk to each other. And from the engine computer, it has to see how much throttle you're giving it. It needs to know how fast the wheels are turning. It needs to know if you're applying the brakes. And it takes all these inputs and talks to the transmission computer and says, hey, this guy's trying to slow down. We need to start downshifting and shifting down the transmission. So it needs to operate different solenoids. It needs to open different valves. So everybody's networked together and needs to relate and talk to each other.
Absolutely.
The nice thing about the computers and these codes and stuff is they do kind of relate them to emissions and areas to focus on for the technician to focus on to find out what's going on. When we plug in, if we see a 700 code, I hand them Desmond's card and say, hey, go see the transmission guys. Because that's the way that they have it broken down to. The 700 codes are usually related to transmission solenoids, sensors, all kinds of weird things that are on the transmissions, turbine speed sensors and all that stuff.
The transmission solenoids, unlike these switches sending units or whatever they're called, they're often inside the transmission, though, right? The solenoids themselves?
Yes, usually.
They usually are.
Yes.
And so they're operated through a combination of electrical and hydraulic?
Yep. They are electrical motors that redirect oil to different passages. So they make it fun today. Now we're putting computers inside of transmissions. What could go wrong
there? Submerged in fluid.
Submerged in 200-degree fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah. With tiny particles of metal floating around. Yeah. What could go wrong there?
So, John, you've had a chance to scan this, and I'm sorry that you haven't had a chance to study it. That's on me for not giving you plenty of time.
Oh, I saw that last night.
Pick out one of these things here that would affect directly how an engine would perform.
Quickest, easiest, simple one is what we call a TPS, or a throttle position sensor.
Yep.
That affects transmissions, that affects drivability, that affects emissions, it affects that. To me, I think that's kind of an important one, because that one is also one that the computer is seeing as to how much pedal pressure that you're actually applying to the gas pedal. And a lot of today's new cars don't have a cable attached to them anymore. So it needs to sense how much the customer, the driver, is pushing down on the pedal. It opens a motor under the hood to operate the throttle and allow more air into the engine so it can perform and accelerate or decelerate.
That's a scary sensor when that one goes bad.
Yeah.
Because you have no throttle control at all.
The good safety feature that they built into is there is a super strong spring that's attached to that throttle plate.
That keeps
it
closed.
So if something goes wrong, it will shut that closed. So you're just idling around town and you have no throttle.
So you're not going to be able to race away or anything?
No, I hope not.
When I was crossing the intersection, it took me two lights to get across the intersection. I'm sitting there stomping the gas. I'm like, go, 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 go. And it wouldn't do nothing. Just do.
I've heard a lot about the MAS, the mass airflow sensor, also causing all kinds of craziness.
Mass airflow sensors, that's a real common thing. You were talking about what sets check engine lights. And that's what I see is a lean condition is what we usually end up seeing, and it's the mass airflow sensor. It detects how much air is flowing into the engine. It's a hot wire element, so as the air flows across, it tries to cool down this wire. The engine computer tries to heat this wire up and keep it at a certain temperature, so that's how it can sense how much airflow is actually flowing into the engine.
This is somehow tied into the air filter, too, isn't it?
It's usually right after the air filter in between the throttle plate of the engine.
So a bad air filter could actually cause this thing to go whoop-de-doo, too, right?
Yep. We've seen air filters, the little paper elements start to come apart, or those fancy air filters that are washable.
Don't you hate those?
Oh, gosh. The oil that you're supposed to put on those filters gets sucked in through the vacuum of the engine
and starts coating that wire.
Yep. And now the engine computer is trying to heat that wire more, saying, hey, we got too much air coming in. And so that'll cause your check engine light to come on, too. So there's a lot of they're sensitive. Everything is sensitive.
I want to come back to this, Desmond. I can see you got your finger on something, but we got to take a quick break. Like I say, we need to make money. Mm-hmm. Got to pay for the show somehow, don't we, Desmond?
Amen.
I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about five-star cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. Five-star cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five-star cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five Star Cars logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. If not, tell them Drive Time sent you. So, folks, you know, I do want to encourage you to be sure to patronize we want you to patronize our sponsors. They're really good guys and gals, and they're going to treat you right. You can really count on trusting them.
Absolutely.
So, Desmond, you had your finger on something here a second ago. What was that?
So, it was also on the mass airflow and what we see in the transmission world. When that mass airflow sensor, that's one of the main sensors that the transmission computer uses to determine engine load. And when it's also determining engine load, how much pressure to give a transmission. So I can't tell you how many times I've had people come in and my transmission's slipping, it's doing all this weird stuff, and we clean the mass airflow and everything is fine. Mm-hmm.
You know, another one that I remember, I had a friend who's, it was an older Ford, one of the full-size LTD Fords, and the speedometer needle was bouncing.
Oh.
And they thought it was a problem with the speedometer gear in the dash and all that.
Yep.
It ended up being the vehicle speed sensor that was bad. And it also caused the transmission to malfunction because the car didn't know how fast it was really going, right?
Yep. So it can't tell it when to shift. These guys are rolling computers, and if your inputs are not right, the output is not going to be right either.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
And again, that's why the code gives us a general idea where to go and where to look.
Yep.
It's not the definite answer as to what the problem is. We need to check the integrity of the circuit, the wires, the sensor, the mounting of it. It's very possible, you know, a screw has come loose, and so that vehicle speed sensor is just starting to wiggle out of the tail shaft of the transmission, and it's going to cause something erratic. So please don't just read a code. Go buy the part because it says it's a vehicle speed sensor thing, and you're burning up money when it could have just been a loose bolt.
And because these are electrical parts, you can't return them either.
Nope.
Once they're installed.
They try. We end up getting used parts sometimes.
Well, you get them, yeah, because they've somehow did it, but they're not supposed to. But folks, this brochure that we're reading about, there's a whole lot more in it, and I'm not pushing the brochure, but what I want to talk about next is what the brochure was written for. It was written to give to consumers to help them understand why shops charge for diagnostics. There was a time, mm-hmm. I'm probably the only one in the room that's old enough to remember, when you didn't have to charge for diagnostics because it was pretty straightforward. Even mechanic, engine problems and things like that were pretty straightforward. You'd throw a cap, a rotor, some wires and plugs, and it would fix, what percentage? Probably 60-70% of the issues, right?
A good portion of it back in the day.
You know, and it wasn't that expensive. Now, one plug can cost more than what that whole thing used to cost.
Yep.
So you don't want to, as Desmond says, you don't want to just throw parts at them.
No.
And so this is suggesting that we're into a new era. This, when I say this, I'm talking about this flyer, is suggesting we're into a new era where diagnostics really is, just like in the medical field, it's more important really than the repair itself, because otherwise, I hear you say it all the time, Desmond, the most expensive repair is the one that doesn't fix the problem.
Yep.
And there's no way of taking it back once the horse is out of the barn, right?
No. No. And, you know, I know it's terrible that people don't understand the cost of testing. It takes our technicians some time. These are rolling computers. The average car, what is the average car? I want to say 18, 20 different computers.
22
computers. Yeah. So the average car has, say, rough numbers, 20 computers in it.
And each of those computers has these different solenoids and switches and stuff.
And they're all talking to each other.
And they're all talking. Yeah.
So it's important. These guys have to spend some time tracing wires, tracing solenoids, doing continuity tests, doing all these tests so we can accurately... I mean, do we tell you, oh, do you need a solenoid or do you need a transmission? Yeah, both of them will fix the problem. One of them just costs a few thousand more than the other.
Yeah. Well, and again, in the flyer, the point they make is that similar to what you just said, you could replace both and the problem's gone, but you don't know which one fixed it.
Yep.
But they relate it to the medical field. So you go in and you have a headache. They could say, well, here, try this headache pill, and next week you die from a brain tumor. On the other hand, they can say, no, you have a headache, we need to do brain surgery. You wouldn't want to go to that doctor right away who says, oh, we need to do brain surgery. Mm-hmm. You probably have a brain tumor. So we want to do diagnostics. And just like the doctor, they say, let's do this, the most logical first step, maybe an x-ray, maybe a blood test, whatever. But you're going to get that test done. You're going to pay for it. So the point that this brochure and that I'm making is that we've had diagnostics around us for a long time. It's for many of us, it's just new that it's a part of getting your car fixed.
And it's not just the time that the employee has on trying to diagnose it. We have thousands and thousands of dollars invested in our diagnostic tools.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
And some of these tools are just a manufacturer specific. It only works on a Nissan or it only works on a Dodge. And we have to buy these tools so we can get a little deeper. There's generic scanners out there that'll get you around the basics and get you a little further than what the parts store gets you. But really, to get into some of these cars, we need bi-directional controls. That means that we need to be able to operate the throttle position sensor from a push of a button on our computer to see if it's actually seeing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so we have to buy a lot of specialty tools just for particular manufacturers. It's nice. Dez and I are friends, so he buys some manufacturer specifics. I buy some because I don't have an extra $100,000 to buy them all. And then you have to update them yearly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's subscriptions to update these computers on a yearly basis so we can keep coming up with new information, new techniques on how to do things. So,
and, you know, that doesn't even bring up the cost of updating our technicians.
No.
They are constantly going to classes, right?
Yes.
And those classes aren't free.
No.
I just got one today that we just flew out to Tennessee. He's going back to Tennessee to do some coaching back there and some training. So he's gone for 3 days to be around other master technicians in the industry nationwide that are getting together in Tennessee, and they're doing some brainstorming and stuff. So, yeah, we're always sending our technicians to classes to learn or teach.
I just want to give you guys, listeners, an idea how expensive these things are. The National Transmission Expo, the Powertrain Expo, takes place the end of this month in October.
I'll be there.
And it's in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take your technicians as an owner and you want to go as an owner, you're going to spend the cost of a flight, round-trip flight. You're going to spend hotel rooms for three or four nights at least and meals. And the expo itself is $895 per person.
Yep. It's so, easily, folks, it's about $5,000 a person.
That's, yeah, total cost about $5,000 a person, you think? That's, yeah, for everything.
Yeah, for your flight and your meals and your hotel and the conference.
So with that kind of money invested, does it make sense to not use the knowledge and experience they're gaining from these things?
Well, that's what we're sending them for, so we can use that knowledge.
And there's value in that is my
absolutely.
Point. We, as an industry, we're finally getting paid for what we know, for our experience and knowledge and expertise, in addition to knowing how which nuts to turn and how tight to tighten them and all that kind of stuff. It's no longer just bending wrenches in this business.
No. I got to be honest, the people that call us grease monkeys or the other slang terms, that's really derogatory today. These new guys, the wrenching part of it is actually the easy part of it. The diagnostics, the having the intelligence to get to the root of these computer systems, you've got to be sharp. You have definitely got to be sharp to work on today's cars.
And to do it efficiently. That's why we're always training and trying to get more knowledge so we can be faster, more efficient, which means less diagnostic time that the customer has to pay because we network with each other. We figure out the problem much quicker than one guy beating his head up against the wall for a week at $140 an hour. That just gets wild and crazy when you can have three master technicians. Oh, yeah, I've seen something similar. Take a look at this, and we can figure it out in a couple of hours.
Absolutely. And all of the subscriptions that we pay for, all the different websites that are out there, you got them as well as I do. You pay for all of the factory repair manuals, et cetera, et cetera. It is just, it's intense to work on today's cars.
Yeah. Folks, we're going to go ahead and go to another break, and we'll be right back. You know how I'm always bragging about how we have great sponsors on our show? And we really do. But the true test of any company is what other people say about them. AutoWorks Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare car repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from their happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out the reviews and testimonials on Google. So what makes AutoWorks different from the other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brianna Lonas, care about people, and it shows. They have a customer-first company culture. John says AutoWorks' secret sauce is their team. He says when you get bad service at a restaurant, you can bet those restaurant employees aren't happy with their jobs. Great customer service comes from a team that loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. While the AutoWorks team works to support one another by treating each other with respect and raising the bar by helping each other do their jobs better. They even have two employees who are dedicated solely to quality assurance. It's like they're your advocates, double-checking each job to make sure it's done to perfection. They do all the nitpicking for you to make sure your car is working right, looks clean,
and smells good when you pick it up. AutoWorks makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling work according to your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. And they warranty their work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Creature comforts? How about a clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too? With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. Sometimes it takes a few visits to catch up on repairs and maintenance, but by prioritizing work to match your budget, AutoWorks will put your car in safe, reliable condition. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to AutoWorks. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. Or you can visit their website, AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And remember, you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. Find AutoWorks or any of our sponsors on our website, DriveTimeAZ.com. That's DriveTimeAZ.com. And tell them you heard about them on DriveTime.
So we were talking about diagnostics and the value of it, and the real value is that it takes sometimes longer to find a minor problem, which saves you a lot of money, as opposed to putting a transmission and a solenoid in, as you said. So we save people money by doing a good diagnostic, but if we didn't get charged for it, sometimes we end up fixing the problem.
During the process. We had one just yesterday in our shop. A parts house told them they needed a vehicle speed sensor. It was an import, and that speed sensor was quite expensive, almost $400 for one little sensor. And we sold 2 hours of diagnostic time to do all of the checks. It's a Hall effect sensor, so we're reading things and checking it. And then the process of him diagnosing it, he found a broken wire. So 2 hours of diagnostic time, he was able to repair the wire. That fixed the problem. There was no further repair.
And he had to fix the wire to make sure, to test, to make sure that was the problem, right?
Yep, absolutely. He had to fix it. Once he fixed it, we felt confident that that was the problem. We went and did the road test. We finished up. Everything was good. Transmission worked again. And he didn't have to spend $40,000.
You saved him
a lot.
Few thousand dollars.
Yes.
Yep. You have a similar story, John?
I know you see it all the time in the automotive industry. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's just, just the value of getting it diagnosed correctly is sometimes a lot of customers don't see it. They think, well, you fixed a broken wire and you're charging me an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It's locating that wire. There really is a mile or two of wire in your car. The code will give us a circuit, so it narrows it down to a quarter mile worth of wire. And now we have to see what colors and where all the splices are and stuff like that. So really, just putting a soldering connector back on your broken wire sounds simple, but it takes time to try to locate and
find it.
Yeah,
it was broken off below the connector. It wasn't until he did a little tug test. And it actually popped out in his hand. He's like, oh, I think I found it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had one time that the wire was broken inside the insulation.
Yep.
And then as heat expanded and contracted, that now all of a sudden you got a broken wire that you can't even see.
Yep. That always makes it fun.
Yeah.
But so, I know with John, with the savings on the testing, I mean, with tune-ups and stuff, I can't tell you how many people have come in and, oh, just do this. And then you do the testing. Why is this car misfiring? And then come to find out, you have no compression on cylinder one. But you're not going to, if you don't pay for the testing, you're not going to know that before you've done an injector, a set of spark plugs, a set of wires, a coil or two, yada, yada, yada. And you've spent, a couple of $1,000 chasing a misfire where 2 hours of testing, you would have found it up front.
Guys, correct me if I'm wrong here. My advice to our listeners is if you call a shop or just even go into a shop and they give you an estimate to repair something on your car
without
doing a diagnostic,
run.
It's time to run, right? Don't
run.
Walk away, run away. The diagnosis should be the first step. The repair can only be as good as the diagnosis.
Yep.
Correct. Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's something that my front office staff, my service advisors, when a customer comes in asking for a specific thing, they come in, oh, I need a transmission flush. We ask questions. Why? Why do you think you need a transmission clutch flush? And that's just something that we need to dig into, because that's something customers come in telling us what they want, but they're not in their field and they just think, or they've Googled or YouTubed, oh, this will take care of it.
Yeah.
We can do it, but if it doesn't, you're still out that funds.
Yep. Yeah. I love Google and I love the internet. I mean, there's amazing amount of information out there. And sometimes it's good. Sometimes you just go, oh, please step away from the computer. Let us do our job. I mean, this is the same thing. You get a cough and you Google, I got a cough, and the next thing you know, you're dying of cancer from WebMD. The same thing happens in the automotive repair industry.
Yeah,
YouTube videos that show you how to fix something. What they're doing in the video is fixing the problem, but they've had to go through a lot to get to discovering that that problem is the real problem, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So really, that's the biggest headache I think we face today in the business, is making sure we're fixing the right problem.
And I don't know about John, but I get a lot of people that call me up every single day. The first question they always ask me, how much? I don't know. And people get upset that I won't just shoot from the hip and give them a price. And you're just... You don't know.
You're no different than the other guy if you give them a price on the phone without doing a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. You're no different than the guy that gives them a price when they go in and hasn't diagnosed it yet.
And with our diagnosing, I mean, Desmond's the same way that we are. If we diagnose something and it doesn't correct the problem, you're not paying for it. We did something wrong. We're going to go back over it and figure out what's going on.
That's a good point. Who owns the repair is the one that diagnosed the repair.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And if we're wrong, we'll take care of it.
Absolutely.
So I think we'll go to a break right now, and we'll come back. And I think we're already coming down close to the end of the show. You know, folks, I owe an apology to our engineer here, Gregory. I refer to him all the time. Gregory keeps us on time. Gregory, we really appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much, Tom.
You bet.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And another person I already mentioned, Ken's absent this week. He usually gives you the car show lowdown at this point and motorcycle rides and events. Just go to our website.
DriveTimeAZ.com.
There you go. All right.
What is it?
That's right.
DriveTimeAZ.com. Go to the website, click on Ken's picture, and you'll be directed directly to the car shows and the motorcycle rides this week. And now we're coming up already to the end of the show. I can't believe we're there. This has been a very fast show. And we always go out with a song of the week. It's easy to enter. Again, we've already talked about it. And a great prize, $325, to someone who nominates their favorite car or motorcycle song of the week. This week's winner is Rick from Cottonwood. Rick says he'd like to hear Taxi by Harry Chapin. I had to go back and listen to that one. I loved Harry Chapin. But he said it reminds him of when he reconnected with his old girlfriend years after going different directions, I assumed out of high school. And he says his story is different than the song Taxi because it had a happy ending. They're now happily married and soulmates for life. Rick, that's just too great of a love story. I had to play your song. I hope you enjoy it. Here's Taxi by Harry Chapin in 1972.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name.
A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, "How are you, Harry?" I said, "How are you, Sue?" Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember.
Folks, be sure to tune in again next week when Desmond and I will be back with another special guest, Bruce Wallace, from the owner of Five Star Cars. And tell your friends about the show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Don't forget to visit our website. We've said it 1,000 times today, drivetimeaz.com, for more information about our sponsors and to listen to the previous podcasts. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.
Nobody likes going to the car repair shop. It's inconvenient, a hassle, and robbing you of your time and mobility. Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. Prescott Valley Transmissions solves your time and mobility hassles with same-day appointments and free loaner cars. Stop by our shop and see for yourself, or read our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repair.